Well, it's a beautiful day for walking to the metro. We're on our way to the museum field trip, thanks to the English department, Miss Cult, Miss Anderson, and the rest. Mr. Spencer, putting together this awesome trip. It is a podcast. Who wants to share? What are you most excited about for our trip today?
Nothing.
Are we going to see a 4D movie?
I want to see that. Oh, well, the museum is a museum, and they're put together.
Yeah, it's a museum about news and reporting news.
I'm excited about any exhibits involving touchscreens.
Touchscreens. All right, you guys love the touchscreens.
There's this really cool 9/11 exhibit that talks about how, like, brave reporters, things like, there was this one story I remember. A building was falling down and most people were running away, but the reporter ran towards the falling down building so he could get better shots at it, and then they were the best news stories in the world.
You know, we never think about heroes and important figures as being journalists, but sometimes they go into the most dangerous zones so that we can all learn about it. We can have photos of it. And we can know what's going on.
To add on what Hugo said, they do have something from one of the Twin Towers, I believe.
Yeah, some of the metal from
taken
it.
Taken out from it and put into the museum. And I'm excited to see if they have anything about Gregory Limon.
Who's that?
He won the Tour de France.
Oh.
Or
like a sports exhibit.
Or Marco Pantani, who was one of the first good Italian racers.
Bike racers
ever.
Oh, well, I wonder if they have a section dedicated to reporting on sports throughout the world. That would be cool. I'd imagine the European papers would have a lot on cycling. Well, that's pretty great.
They also do have a kind of creepy exhibit on the electric chair.
Oh.
Awkward.
Well, that's pretty cool, actually, because the electric chair.
So I know you mentioned touchscreen exhibits, but my favorite exhibit here is not digital at all. They actually have the covers in full color of newspapers from the past decades. And you could see all the important events in history, like when we landed on the moon and everything else, as it was reported in the news that day.
Why is it full color from the past?
Well, I guess depending on the time period when they started doing color newspapers, you can watch it change. You can watch it go from black and white newspapers towards color newspapers.
Maybe they'll have one in the future when the Cavs win the Stanley Cup.
Well, the Cavs went, well, too soon, Ian. We're a little too soon to talk about that, but hopefully. We can only hope. You know what else is cool? We have one. It's actually right out front on the street as you line up. It has the newspapers from all different countries around the world from this morning. So this morning, newspapers that got printed from all countries around the world.
That's cool. That's amazing.
And every day they have someone go out and switch it out and post the most recent newspaper.
Wow.
What do you think is going to be in a lot of the newspapers this morning around the world?
Belgium, Brussels.
Yeah.
Brussels and Belgium about the airport. Suicide bombing.
I'm curious if we're going to find differences in perspective of how different countries report on that. Like, some countries might put the death toll number, and other countries might talk about the victims. Other countries might talk about safety. It would be interesting to see which newspapers report what headlines. Who's excited for the field trip?
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Viking Cast. And my name is Ale Topa, and today we'll hear the thoughts after everybody comes back from Kaleva Farms. We are on the bus with the children from Montevideo on our way back to school.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ale. So let's hear from some of your peers. And the first person we're going to interview here is Mr. Will Smith. He's going to tell us what his favorite part of Kaleva Farms is.
They have a creek, and the creek has a large variety of different amoebas, and just long, very long. I caught 3 crayfish. It is the pollution, but from the pesticides, that is an issue that a lot of farms face.
All right, thank you so much. It's a bit loud on the bus right now. We have some excitement happening, some singing. Some people are reading. Some people are reading comics from The Simpsons. And what else? What other reading materials do we have out there?
We have Larry Evans singing ABC 123. I forgot who it's by.
Oh, who's it by? Come on, we know that.
Whitney Houston?
Michael Jackson.
Not quite.
Who is
Michael
it?
Michael Jackson.
Jackson 5? Jackson 5. Jackson 5, absolutely. All right, Eli, so you're next up on the podcast here. Can you tell us? You're too tired? Okay, no worries. Could you nominate somebody else? All right, Ian, tell us your favorite part.
Well, I liked doing the compost part. That was fun. And we did a lot of fun stuff. Like, I really enjoyed picking, hunting for a crawfish and organisms we found. And I liked that we got to run around at lunch.
All right. Awesome. All right, thank you so much. We're going to wrap this up here. I'm going to have a closing statement from Mr. Ale Topa. He's going to tell you how he feels and also wrap up our show today.
I'm feeling very tired. I mean, I was tired at the beginning, but I'm even more tired. And I loved when we went up to the cupola of the activity barn. There was a great view, but I really had to face my fear going over a seemingly rickety bridge.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much. Let's have a final farewell from our Montevideo team.
This has been Team Montevideo with Kaleva Farms. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Well done.
Was that good?
Now we're getting public.
Yay!
Here we go. It's a beautiful cold morning. We're departing from Alice Deal. It's about 9 a.m. on Monday. We're headed to the building museum.
It's 9:10.
Chum reminded me, it's 9:10 a.m. And we're heading to the building museum. Marcus, I believe you talked a little bit about the trip last week. Can you tell us one of the activities you did to get ready?
Wait, the trip?
Yeah, you were doing the candy and the toothpicks. Is that right? Or what was it, spaghetti?
Oh, that was a half day. We basically just built shapes out of gumdrops and toothpicks.
Okay.
We were told to build a square, a rectangle, and a triangle and find out which was the strongest shape. We eventually found out it was the triangle.
How did you come to that result, to find out that the triangle was the strongest of those shapes?
From what I can remember, I think if you put pressure on any corner of a triangle, I guess the other sides won't bend.
So it has, like, pressure points in just the right places to distribute the weight?
I guess, yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, that's great. I've done that before with spaghetti and marshmallows, kind of just like the toothpicks and the gumdrops.
How'd you do that?
Well, yeah, you kind of just put together little triangles and then find points where you want to connect them and then make multiple layers of those.
And how did you connect them is what I'm asking.
Well, just the marshmallow. You could put the spaghetti, just push it into the marshmallow, and just like the candy and the toothpicks, it all sticks together. Sticks together, marshmallows and gumdrops. So we're almost at the metro. Guys, we're going to take Red Line in the direction of Glenmont or Silver Spring, but we're going to get off at Judiciary Square. So what stop are we getting off?
Judiciary Square.
Judiciary Square.
Is that your phone case?
Yeah, I just got it. All right, well, here we are at the top of the metro. Can anybody describe what we see in front of us here?
We see the building museum.
Yeah, let's look at its architecture. What does it look like?
It's red. They got arches. They got
deep
the window
red,
arches.
Red. Yes, every window has an arch over it.
Well,
huge building.
Window.
It's like a factory.
A lot of windows have triangles over
them. It's like the Smithsonian.
The triangles and the arches switch
like
off on the second floor.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, it takes up an entire city block. Do you see that? One end to the other end?
It's actually kind of bigger on the outside.
On the inside?
Yeah, on the inside than
out.
No, on the outside is bigger.
Yeah, the inside.
Can we have a few people as we head inside describe what happens as we walk? So just to kind of talk us through what happens as we walk. Who wants to do it?
All right,
describe your surroundings. Here you go. It's on. You can hold it.
Thanks.
Like, oh, I see big columns.
There's a metro.
Things like that.
It's Larry! Stop! Yeah, Larry!
Stop screaming!
It's Marcus! It's Sean! Right. It's Kendall! It's Oh my God! It's Larry!
It's
My name is Jill. My name is Jill.
Is Mr. Martini?
Yes. Let's just get out of the street. All right. We're heading across the street from the metro.
It's me, Larry. It's me, Bosco, and it's me, Martin.
We're walking. Look at this big arch we're walking through.
Thanks.
Creepy face on top.
It's not creepy. It's a symbol of justice.
It's a president of the United States.
And it's the Bay Building Museum.
Did I say Bay?
Oh my God.
Yes, you did.
Welcome to the National Building Museum.
We got water.
We'll talk about the fountain.
There are... At first when I walked in here, I said, there are way too many...
A miniature.
Yeah.
A miniature.
Right. First time I walked in here,
Mid-reception.
I said... Yeah. First time I walked in here, I said they had way too many columns. Because look at all this.
I mean, how would they support him?
Well, yeah. That... Well, yeah, it's good for supporting. But there's a lot of them. Michael, I would not get that close to the fountain if I were you.
Is that Mr.
What
Martini
is that?
From?
Yes.
Yes.
Podcast.
Oh. Is that Mr. Martini's?
Yes.
Hi.
What is it?
Hello.
Hello.
What's
up, man?
Michael,
there's a fountain right
there.
There's a fountain right there. It's really cool. And
yes.
Like, 10 feet high.
Surrounded by plants.
It's only we're going to go to exhibit.
All right. Okay, we now have a replica of the National Building Museum made out of Legos.
Cool.
And there's a miniature of a miniature.
You tell me about some of the things they made?
The inside, there's the fountain, all these people.
There's a miniature.
It's the house.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there are people in here.
Yep.
We're going to shake your world. It's going to kill you.
And this is pretty easy to build.
Kill you.
Larry.
No, it wasn't.
It is. If you get a build, you know how to build. You got the materials.
Miniature ships.
Sure, you know how to build, but it's still not going to be that fast to build it.
I mean, it could be easy, but not fast.
Because it's the National Building Museum. It's huge.
It's
I know.
Like,
is it? There's a Lego
pocket.
Exactly. You said we were gonna come back in and do a choose our own exhibit.
Yeah,
thing?
So we get to choose any of the exhibits here. Maybe we'll go towards the gardens one, and then we'll see what we find from there. How about that?
I guess.
Let's do it.
All right.
This is Marcus signing off.
Yep.
All right.
Yay!
Going.
All right. This is Marcus Powell back on Deal Viking Cast. We're still inside the National Building Museum.
Keep it about this far away from your mouth.
Heading to an area called Investigating Where We Live.
Ooh, we have a big map of D.C.
Reminds me.
Start over here with the map of D.C.
Reminds me. I wish you gave me a map to this place.
So, what kind of view is it if you're from above looking down? Bird's eye view. What do you notice about how the city was laid out? Because the simplest way to lay out a city is a grid.
Grid.
What happened to the grid that it kind of looks like we used to have?
It looks like they built diagonal streets.
They built wide diagonal streets.
Look at that.
So let's hold tight. And they built diagonal streets to go across the grid, making it easier and more direct to go to major places. And if you look down the big, wide diagonal streets, will you see something special?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Capitol.
The Capitol Dome. And if you look, the other way, do you know what building that is?
The White House.
Shouldn't tap it. The White House. So all the major buildings have diagonal roads to create really nice views. The other thing about a diagonal road, when two or more come together, what do you get in the middle of them?
A crossroads.
Yes, so you get either a circle or a rectangle as a square.
What's that big building right in the middle there? What's all the cheese
in? So that one is... This big one is the Verizon Center, where the hockey games are. And if you keep going up north, you hit Mount Vernon Square. And so it's a big square with, actually what's inside of it is, I believe, the Washington Historical Society and Library.
Where's the...
Hi. Oh, so, transportation, we have the major roads.
It's me.
We have buses, and of course, underground, we have the... What do we have underground for transportation?
The metro station.
But then most... Like, the red line goes to what bigger station in front of Ella? Union Station. Do you see it?
Right.
All right, now let's talk about Union Station. All trains can come in, and what can they be really close to?
The Capitol Building.
The Capitol Building for people visiting to do work.
Wait, do you think you could find Deal on it?
Now let's think about it. We can find Deal, so you'd have to go from the White House, and this is Connecticut Avenue.
Oh, I love
yeah.
it.
But Connecticut, to get to Deal, you'd probably have to hit the ceiling. Right?
Yeah,
so we're going to be outside the scope of this downtown map.
Probably.
No, but if you do yeah. live close to downtown, I would say near DuPont Circle, or that actually right there is McPherson Square or Farragut Square, you would be right here.
Where's DuPont Circle?
Look, the Washington Monument.
And yep, right in front of us in the bottom left corner, the Washington Monument.
And the baseball.
Another thing that's cool, what do you notice about most buildings in D.C. that you can't see just by looking at them from the outside?
They're rectangles.
What's on the inside?
Nothing.
More rectangles.
Yeah, what do you call it when inside a building is an outdoor open space?
An outdoor
frame?
The building's
okay, the building frames it. It's a courtyard.
Right.
So, so many buildings have these inside courtyards with outdoor space in the middle of the building.
It says that the white buildings are
yeah.
proposed buildings that haven't been made yet, and that the gray buildings are the ones that have been built yet. Like,
oh,
like
that's
the Horizon Center.
So they're planning to make much bigger buildings.
Oh, look at this.
The Horizon Center hasn't been
it
built
was,
yet?
No, it was used in the 1960s through 1980s as a planning tool.
Oh.
So buildings that were only built in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they were planning out here.
Can I read all of this for the... Button,
yeah, you definitely go for it. Tell them you're reading a little description.
What about the Washington
okay.
Monument? That's white.
All right, you can keep doing. Remember,
is it
keep it about that far from
built?
Your mouth. Because look at this really awesome quote about memorials by John Roberson. You want to read it for the crowd as a closing message?
Sure. So we're going to end pretty soon, but last I wanted to share with you guys a quote from John Roberson. Every memorial has a story waiting to be told.